They're still muted.
There you go. You're good.
There we go.
Good morning. This is the meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is a few minutes after 9 o'clock a.m. on Thursday, October 26, 2023. This meeting is being held both in person and via Zoom. The written recording of this meeting will be maintained in the office of the commission at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating this morning are John O. Valentine, Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, Rebecca O. Rockwell, Commissioner, and Jennifer N. Freskes, Commissioner, who is appearing remotely. Also, we have in the room Scott Smith, who's our Executive Director. So that we have a good record, let's start with those in the room. Please indicate your name and what who you represent, if you represent someone.
Deanna Herring, Deputy Executive Director, Tax Commission.
Shante Asper, Executive Assistant.
Jennifer Hansen, Property Tax.
Jason Gardner, Director of Legislative Affairs.
Thank you. And now we'll go to those online. Those online, we'll start with Commissioner Freskes, we've already introduced. We don't have to introduce you again. So let's just start with Josh Nelson.
Assistant Director of Property Tax.
You're muted.
Joshua Nielsen, Director of Property Tax.
You're still muted. We're not hearing
anything. I'm hearing him.
I think it's the problem is on his side. I think it's on our side.
Is it on our side? Yeah, let's make sure that we can hear people.
That's as best if people can't hear me.
Second. We're looking at our settings, Josh. Josh. Let's go ahead, Josh. Go ahead.
Josh Nielsen, Director of Property Tax.
Thank you so much. Alex?
Alex Jarosevic, Commission Economist.
Thank you. I know we have Chris, so go ahead, Chris.
Chris Stitt, Legislative Research and General Counsel.
Good to have you with us, Chris. Anyone else appearing remotely that I don't see?
Frank Hale, Senior Director of Tax and Revenue.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, let's go to the first item on the agenda, the public comment period. This is when individuals or groups wishing to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal may address the commission. Is there anyone who wishes to avail themselves of this opportunity? Hearing none, I'll move to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is consider approving commission minutes of our October 12th, 2023 meeting. And I recognize Commissioner Freskes on this item.
Thank you. I move to approve the commission meeting minutes of October 12th, 2023.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Rule passes unanimously. Minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is to consider Utah County Board of Equalization, Summit County's Board of Equalization, and Salt Lake County Board of Equalization's request for an extension of time for an County Board of Equalization to make a decision on appeal. And I'll recognize Commissioner Cragen for this item.
Thank you. The Commission has received written requests from the Utah County Board of Equalization, Summit County Board of Equalization, and Salt Lake County Board of Equalization to extend the time period set by Utah Code Annotated 59-210047C to make a decision on appeals received by the application deadline set by Utah Code 59-210043A. The boards explain that they are unable to process within 60 days following the board's receipt of the taxpayer's application due to the large number of 2023 appeals filed. The Utah County Board asks the commission to extend the time period for making a decision on appeals it received by September 15th, 2023 to March 31st, 2024. The Summit County Board asked the Commission to extend the time period for making a decision on appeals it received by September 15, 2023 to April 26, 2024. And the Salt Lake County Board asks the Commission to extend the time period for making a decision on appeals it received by September 15, 2023 to May 7th, 2024.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Cragen. Any questions of Commissioner Cragen before I recognize him for a motion? Hearing none, Commissioner Cragen for a motion.
Thank you. I move to approve Utah County Board of Equalization's request to extend the time period for making a decision on appeals it received by September 15th, 2023 to March 31st, 2024. Summit County Board of Equalization's request to extend the time period for making a decision on appeals it received by September 15th, 2023 to April 26th, 2024. And the Salt Lake County Board of Equalization's request to extend the time period for making a decision on appeals it received by September 15th, 2023 to May 7th, 2024.
Thank you, Commissioner Cragen. You've heard the motion. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, roll call vote. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskus.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. The vote is unanimous. The requests are approved. Next item on the agenda is to consider administrative rule actions. There will be one for R884-24P23. 2024 Personal Property Valuation Guides and Schedules pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 59-2-107 and R884-24P20 Construction Work in Process to Utah Construction, pursuant to Utah Constitution Article 13, Section 2 and Utah Code Sections 59-2-201 and 59-2-301. I recognize Commissioner Rockwell on these items.
Thank you. We'll just make one quick correction there. The first rule is R884-24P33.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you. So the following rules were published in the Utah State Bulletin on September 15, 2023, and the public comment period ended on October 16th, 2023. We did not receive any public comments on these rules. The first rule that's up for a vote today is R884-24P33, 2024 Personal Property Valuation Guides and Schedules, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 59-2-107. Section 59-2-107 authorizes the State Tax Commission to make rules that define classes of items considered to be personal property and provide valuation percent good schedules to value personal property. County assessors must use the percent good schedules as contained in this rule. Any deviation that affects an entire class or type of personal property requires a written report documenting the schedule change to be submitted to the Tax Commission for approval prior to use. This proposed rule amendment modifies the percent good tables for the 2024 calendar year.
Thank you for that explanation. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this rule? Hearing none, Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Thank you. I move to adopt the amendments to R884-24P33, 2024 Personal Property Valuation Guides and Schedules pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 59-2-107.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing no debate, I'll place the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskus.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Voting is unanimous. The rule is adopted. Next item. Go ahead, Commissioner Rockwell.
Yes, the next item is our 884-24P20, Construction Work in Progress pursuant to Utah Constitution, Article 13, Section 2, and Utah Code Annotated Sections 59-2-201 and 59-2-301. This proposed rule amendment defines centrally assessed property and locally assessed property consistent with Utah Code Annotated Sections 59-2-201 and 59-2-301 and clarifies that discount rates are not applicable to locally assessed property.
Thank you. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this? Hearing none, Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Thank you. I move to adopt the amendments to Rule R884-24P20, Construction Work in Progress pursuant to Utah Constitution, Article 13, Section 2, and Utah Code Annotated Sections 592201 and 592301.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing no debate, roll call vote. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Voting is unanimous. This also is an approved rule. Next item on the agenda is commissioner reports. Do any commissioner wish to give a report at this time?
I have nothing.
I have an interesting article that's been published by the American Bar Association in this month's Tax Journal, severely criticizing states on their salt limitation workarounds and severely criticizing the IRS on its public notice 2022-75. But it's going to be interesting to see if that type of criticism continues to gain momentum, because we're starting to see that in the legal community now, that they recognize it is an aberration to the longstanding principles of taxation that has been espoused in this nation. So it's going to be interesting to see. I have nothing else. We'll recognize Executive Director Scott Smith for an Executive Director's report.
First, do we want to recognize Commissioner Rockwell on her nomination for for the tax?
Oh, yes, we want to. Commissioner Rockwell has been nominated and I think accepted, if I remember now. Has a vote been taken yet?
I believe so.
I think so. To be a fellow in the American College of Tax Counsel, which is a premier organization that recognizes those who have had professional experience and have had the ethics necessary to be regarded as a top member of the profession. You must have at least 10 years of practice, be nominated by a member, and you must also be voted on by the membership of the college. Commissioner Rockwell, do you have any other comments you'd like to make?
No, I thank you for anybody who may have had a hand in this. Thank you for that. I wasn't even aware that I had been nominated until after the vote was taken. So that came as a nice surprise, and I do appreciate your support and confidence. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockwell. It's good to have you join us in American College. Commissioner, would you give us a quick report on the construction in the building?
I'm going to have to turn to Deanna on this one.
Okay, Deanna, just give us an update. We noticed that we're still doing flashings on the building at the beginning of this week. Is that completed yet, or do you know?
I don't know, actually. I did email David Cote recently, and he's been out handling some personal stuff. And so I'm not sure if it's completed or not yet.
Okay. Obviously, getting the flashings done before winter is really important, so I'm glad that they're working on it. I noticed that the majority of the building was done. It was just this far northwest corner that was still being done. The last I looked. Now, this morning when we came in, there's nobody working on the roof, as you would expect with the weather. Okay.
I have one more thing. Well, first I wanted to congratulate Commissioner Rockwell. I think it's good that to recognize and that we have a great commission here that has a lot of experience, all four of the commissioners. So whenever we're recognized, I think it's more of a recognition for the entire commission as well as that person. And talking about recognitions, this afternoon we will be recognizing those employees at the agency who have obtained 5, 15, 25, and 35 years of experience. We had a lunch on Tuesday where we recognized those that have reached their 10, 20, and 30 year, and one employee that had reached 40 years of employment. So as part of that, along with thanking the person for the employees for the excellent work that they've done, I've also been highlighting how important that work is. And I wanted to give the same presentation here because I think it's important enough. And so commissioners, you're gonna be able to hear it three times. So, but I think it's really important. And as I was this last summer, as I was at the Federation of Tax Administrators annual conference, I had an aha moment, at the Tax Commission, the last couple of years, we've gone through some pretty significant changes. We've updated our mission statement. Our mission is to promote tax and motor vehicle compliance. We've also had some reorganization. And but reorganization has impacted employees, what employees do, and I'm appreciative to all the employees for accepting these changes. And change is not always easy. But in one of the sessions, and I'm holding a document here now. In one of the sessions, there was a presentation by McKinsey and Company. On a survey that they had performed. And I'm working with them so that I can actually pass out the actual document. Right now, I just want to talk about the information on the survey. And what it is, it's a result from a survey that they've a nationwide survey that they conducted on services that governments provide. And along the x-axis is the percentage of usage rate, how much the citizens use that particular service in the state. And as you can imagine, we have the top two services that are used by most citizens, number one being tax, and number two being vehicle services. And along the y-axis is how important the service component or customer service component of that service was. And not surprisingly, we have the top two y-axis as well, in reversed order. Number one is vehicle services, and number two is tax. And I want to highlight that this is not telling this is not showing that tax and motor vehicle services are the most important services that the state provides. What it's showing is that when citizens give a report card to this how well a state is doing, that the two most important factors that are driving how citizens view the state are tax and motor vehicle services, which means we have a significant responsibility because we are basically upholding how citizens view the government. And as I was thinking about this, there's a reason for that. First off, the reason is that most people use our services. Most people have to pay their taxes and register their vehicles, or everyone has to pay their taxes and everybody has to renew their vehicles. But along with that, what is also driving that is that is the type of laws that we administer. There's two types of laws. There's the laws that tell us what we can't do. You can't steal, you can't kill someone, those type of things. And then there's the opposite type of laws, and those are laws that tell us what we have to do. And we have to register our vehicles, and we have to pay our taxes. And the way you administer those, the compliance, the tool that you use is different for those the different types of laws. If it's a law that where it requires you or where it prevents you from doing something, the can'ts, then the tool that's most effective for those is enforcement. Now the tool that's most effective for the where the government is requiring you to do something, the most effective tool there is customer service. And that's why we updated our mission statement is that we need to be focused more on customer service and less on regulatory. That doesn't mean we're going to stop enforcing the laws. It just means that we're going to we're emphasizing the customer service component of what we do more. And I'm just grateful for all of the great employees we have here who understand that and understand how important customer service is and what we do. So I just wanted to highlight that.
Thank you very much. Let us know when that becomes available that we can distribute, because I would love to be able to use it as well. Any other items that need to be brought before the commission at this time? Hearing none, I recognize Commissioner Freskas for a motion.
Thank you. I move to adjourn.
Thank you. Motion adjourned, in order, non-debatable. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Well, it passes unanimously. We're adjourned. And thank you all for coming today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the correction.